So the saying, what you resist persists, but also when you're in negative judgment, when you perceive lack or frustration or, oh, I wish that was different, you block the creativity. You know, if you can develop the habit, it's just a habit, of being in, oh, look at that, this is what this looks like right now. And then you hold the vision of where it will end up, you'll get there. But if you act in resistance and negative judgment, guess what? It doesn't change. And then it's always good to get help. Find people who are good at what you're not good at. Because that expands your consciousness too. And it expands your contribution to the world. And there are people that are really good at things that other people aren't. It's fabulous. Make sense?
Say again what you said, it doesn't change in what? I mean,
resistant. Yeah, the air is really loud. When you resist something, it persists, is the saying. What you resist persists. But it's actually a vibrational law. If you're pushing against something, judging something as negative, it won't leave you. And, you know, we're always afraid that if we accept it, it means we're condoning it, agreeing with it, they're going to create more of it. But it's not true. When you just accept it with non-judgment, you can make a better choice. But if you're resisting it, and resistance is judging as bad. And so, you know, even if you judge your judgment as bad, you're going to have a longer journey. Right? So, remember what I said? I kept saying, not my business. I didn't say, you idiot, it's not your business. Stay out of it. That's not your business. I didn't go into negativity. I just went into a fact. That was not my business. Didn't have to be negative or positive. It was just a fact. Until my brain started getting it. Right? But had I made myself wrong in it, oh, I'm going to be a codependent forever. You know, it would have been, you know, 3 years instead of two. Maybe I was doing that. Maybe that's why it took so long. But again, I didn't have tapping then. All right, does that help? Mm-hmm. So, yeah, can you just celebrate it? That's what it looks like. And how do you speak about it? So think about anything on earth that's creative. It's messy. Right? I came here, we wrote on old baseboards, positive affirmations and words. And it was a mess in here when they were putting in walls and putting in doors, and the floor was all torn up. You know, anything new is a big mess before it's good. Think of the freeways, what a mess. And then you have zip, right? And so you decide to change your thought patterns and expect a mess until you get it good. And when we were talking about growth, all I could picture was, my kids and how Gumby they looked at different stages. Like little people, their heads are so big. And then the teenage boys are all gangly and their feet are gigantic and their hands are big and the rest of them doesn't fit yet. And I was thinking, oh, growth is funny, isn't it? Right? So if you think in those ways, you align to positive outcome, and you can access help, inspiration, creativity, acceptance, flow, much more easily. So that's the true gift of tapping, gives you a little space to choose things.